Here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us Kat Kahn with the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System. Kat, how you doing, ma'am?
I am doing great, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. Of course, always glad to have the NWRLS. Y'all serve a great purpose in the community. And y'all have some stuff coming up soon. One big announcement is about some more programming and more services available. Can you tell me about a little bit about that?
Okay, well, we have a new subscription. It's through an ARPA grant. We were able to get like Washington Post and the New York Times, but now we also have Creative Bug, which is this really cool system where you can watch videos, instructional videos, and learn how to do things like knitting or crocheting or watercolors or just all kinds of different crafts that you can do. And normally there's a subscription cost for people to do it, but with the grant we were able to get access so that our patrons with their library cards have free access through September of this year,
which is excellent. And and this, you know, runs the gamut of arts and crafts.
Yes.
In access and tutorials, and the only thing that you need at this point is your library card and then whatever materials for the project.
Right, exactly. And the library cards, you know, are free.
which is a big boon to the community. All you have to do is be a citizen of Bagel for Liberty.
Yeah, you need to be a resident, and so you have to have some proof of local residency, whether it's the address printed on your photo ID or like a letter from a utility company or some kind of bill that has your home address in Bay, Liberty, or Gulf counties, and you get your card for free.
And then you can take advantage of such services as Creative Bug or the wealth of other options.
Oh, all of our books and DVDs and audiobooks and all kinds of access to things.
I know y'all are so excited to have Creative Bug now. I know it's been something that's been in the works. What are some of the things that you can see on Creative Bug, some of the crafts?
Well, there's, of course, the knitting is a basic one that teaches you how to make like a pair of fingerless gloves and a cool scarf. And they give you all the instructions, and you can print out a PDF that gives all the materials and the size of the needles and the weight of the yarn and all that kind of stuff. And that's really neat. One of our staff members had done that and made it, and she really liked it a lot. There's another one on doing a special Japanese bookbinding, which is a stitching bookbinding, and we're actually going to have a program in the library. We do have limited space for that, but it's based on the Creative Bug program. And they also have things on things like how to create a pattern to sew a blouse.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
See, that's stuff that I wouldn't know where to start. So this is really cool that it gives you the resources to start
they
that.
Give you really good basics, and you can watch the videos. And like I said, normally there is a pretty decent cost that you would have to pay to have a subscription to these. But through September, with the ARPA grant, we do have the access for anyone with a Northwest Regional Library System library card to access it all for free.
Which is incredibly exciting. Of course, if you want more information about what's going on at the Northwest Regional Library System, you can get there via nwrls.com, or you can call the library at 850-522-2100. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kat about what else is going on. There's plenty of stuff coming up in the summer over at the Northwest Regional Library System right here on The Mix.